You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So on Friday, we were sharing a story about a high school senior trip. It's kind of a funny story, too. It's about two of the teachers that were there as the chaperones on the senior trip getting busted for drunk and disorderly.
They were tearing it up, weren't they?
And the school superintendent is rushing out saying, no children even witnessed that. Oh, the kids were safe at all times. And we're like, yeah, look, they're high school seniors. I'm sure they've seen their parents drunk and disorderly.
They were partying with them. Are you kidding me?
Did you have a senior trip?
I did. I believe it was the stereotypical off to Washington, D.C., if I recall. It was like every year they took the trip to D.C.
You didn't go, though.
Zero interest. I'd already been there, for one, and then... I could barely get through outdoor lab in sixth grade without my parents, so I wasn't going to go again.
Yeah, you weren't going to. I figured you
traumatizing.
Would not leave. Figured you would not leave your
I need mama's
parents.
Home cooking, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, outdoor lab, I didn't poop for a week, and I'm not even joking.
That's a whole nother story.
I was a very nervous child.
Wow, yeah.
Home field advantage, you know.
I understand.
So, yeah.
Painful. I had a senior
painful
trip.
Talking about that.
Our senior trip was to see the Model T factory.
Oh, nice. Yes. Very good. You can get any color as long as it's black.
Sorry.
Hey, very good. That's good. That's funny.
But a whole question has come up about not just senior trips, but field trips for the younger kids. And she says, please don't use my name. But she heard us talking about that we were going to be talking about this, and she wrote in and said, as an elementary school teacher, I'd like to vote that we never do another field trip.
Yes.
She says, the kids are out of control. It's such a disaster trying to herd them around that I'm not sure they really get anything out of it. She goes, as horrible as COVID has been, we did get one good thing out of it, no field trips. Please don't use my name.
I said those exact words to my wife last week. I was like, you know the one benefit from all this? Yeah, it was hard to have the kids at home for a lot of the time trying to teach them at home. But I was like, no field trips. Neither one of us had to take time off of work and chaperone and go deal with that mess. It was great. I went to a zoo field trip. It was in 2019. It was one of the worst things I've ever experienced. Trying to keep track of all those kids, you know, and make sure that they get back to the bus and they're all running around the zoo. It's insane, and she's right. Nobody pays attention.
You almost have to tether them together like mountain climbers.
You do.
You know,
you
have
really
some
do.
Sort of tether going between them all.
The biggest concern for these kids was when lunch is. When's lunch? I'm like, no, you're supposed to be filling out your form here and looking at the animals and studying. And we had one kid throw a sandwich into the seal tank, Dom. Oh, and then the bus ride, and it's just top to bottom, left to right, a horrible thing.
I think you can put field trips in the same category as picnics, in that on paper, they sound delightful and wonderful. In practical terms and in reality, not so much. I mean, I even remember taking field trips as a kid, and even... as a kid, I would look around and say, this is a cluster, man.
The kids are screaming.
What are we doing?
It's a hall pass for them to be on their worst behavior.
Correct.
Because their teacher's not around. Their teacher wanders off and is sitting at the food court or something. You know,
Getting a beer.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of beer, I went with a buddy of mine on the zoo trip, you know, and he was sitting up in front of the bus and he just kept glancing back at me on the drive back as the kids were screaming and throwing stuff. We got off that bus, the kids went into the class, we got into my truck and drove two blocks down from the school. There's a little bar there. We went right to the bar afterwards. Got ourselves a blueberry wheat and just sat there and just tried to, you know, compose ourselves.
I've been out and about before when I have seen tours of kids come through.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, always feel for the teachers and the chaperones. Because I'm like... this is a mess. Now, I'm sure somebody can call us and give us the exception that, it's really great.
Our class was great.
Right.
They love the planetarium.
But if you took every, let's say, 100 elementary school field trips, how many of them are really getting something out of it?
Right. Not a lot. It's not, it can't be a lot, Dom.
Now, I have a friend of mine who's an elementary school teacher, and she said that she enjoys them simply because it breaks up the monotony of the kids being, little terrorists in the classroom. They can go be terrorists outside of the classroom. And she says it just
that's
at least...
thing. They're terrors.
She says, it breaks the monotony.
And it's one thing taking them to the zoo where they can run around, but I can't imagine trying to chaperone a museum trip or an art museum, and trying to keep these kids from touching everything.
Right.
They're not supposed to. Getting boogers all over the dinosaur bones. Mm-hmm. Don't touch. Don't touch. Stop. Don't run. Stop. Don't touch. It's that for 5 hours.
Knocking things over.
Oh, thank you, Rona. That's the only thing we can thank the Rona for. The only thing, I think.
If you have comments, we have ears to hear those comments at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The question that was raised on Friday was, have field trips come and gone? In other words, are they still a necessary part of the educational process? Is it just because you can't rely on parents in general to make sure that their kids are well-behaved?
And that's why we usually chaperone. It's like, so we can keep an eye on our kid and make sure our kid gets back to the bus, because I know he'll wander. That's one of the big reasons we go on these things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to get him back on the bus.
I mean, is it still a thing? Should we continue doing field trips for elementary school kids? A couple of quick notes I want to share. One is from Melanie. She says, I have to disagree. The kids do get a lot out of these excursions. She used the word excursion.
That's very nice.
And I'm sure many children have made decisions about their career path based on a simple one-day visit somewhere. Yeah, Taking away field trips could rob a young person of an experience that might change their life.
Right.
Okay. Right. However, on the other side of that coin, Wendy wrote in and said, Dom and Jeremy, it's not just the teachers and parents. My daughter went on a field trip in the fourth grade to the museum. When she got home, I asked her how it went and if she had fun. She was 10 years old and said, it was a nightmare. Mom, don't make me do that again.
Smart kid.
God.
Liz wrote in on our Facebook. She says, you think a regular field trip is bad? Try an overnight field trip. Is that a thing? I've never heard of that.
It sounds like a senior trip. Are they doing that for elementary school kids?
And then real quick, Alex wrote in. He says, yeah, the field trips are bad, but imagine being a director of the before and after school program. In the summers, we take kids on field trips 3 out of the 5 days a week, and we have somewhere between 50 and 60 kids.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
I'm trying to figure out how many places you could think to take them.
I don't know. I should get a few
kids,
we're going
to the water. We're going to the water treatment plant. We're going to see sewage today.
We're
going
to go to Kohl's. Yay!
Here's on the phones, Katie. Good morning, Katie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
What can you say about field trips?
Well, okay, so I've been a teacher for 13 years now, and it's a bit of a check your privilege moment because... Not every child has the same chances to visit the museum or the zoo or any of those places that the school takes them. I love field trips. I took 99 3- and 4-year-olds and 30 grown-ups to a museum a few years ago, and it was the most stressful day, but my kids had the best time, so it's worth it.
All right.
We believe you.
I am glad you're giving that viewpoint.
You absolutely have to think about that.
We needed to balance it out because Jeremy and I are all cynical about it.
Way to put us in our place, Katie. Jeez Louise.
Count on me.
You are delightful.
Go grade some papers or something.
have a fun day, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
You too.
Bye. All right. Yeah, she's got a good point. Now I feel like an ass.